Well, yesterday on the Drive Show, we spoke to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare about a disturbing increase in the number of elderly people suffering falls, and falls that are serious enough to require hospitalisation. The Institute hopes to do more research to find out why this is happening. There's a couple of theories. As we know, the population is generally getting older, but they say they took that into account. There was a suggestion from one of our listeners that maybe medication may be involved in the increase in the number of older people having falls. But what we're going to talk about today is a prevention program that's operating here in the ACT to teach older people how to avoid falling over. Jannie McComash is an assistant director with Adult Learning Australia. Good afternoon to you, Jannie.
Good afternoon, Louise.
Now, tell us about this this program that you're involved in and the work that you're doing.
Well, you're probably aware that there are many different ways to learn. And what we're aware of is that the older you get, you really don't respond as well to your old teacher talks at you. In fact, there's a form of teaching called learning circles, whereby a group of people, perhaps 5, perhaps up to 15, share their experiences. Adult Learning Australia received some money from the ACT Health Department, and we're not the only ones. There are lots of different people who've received money to come up with falls prevention programs. But what we've done is we've developed a learning circle kit with people like Carers ACT, with the Arthritis Association, with Belconnen Community Services, that looks at the reasons behind the way people fall, that allows people to share their experiences. It isn't just a program where you talked at, rather
we... And told what to do and what not to do.
Exactly. The group itself chooses if they wish to bring in experts, like you might bring in somebody who's an expert on sorts of shoes, podiatry. You might bring in somebody else who knows a lot about Tai Chi. But it starts from the group and what the group believes is the best way that they're going to learn.
And how do you know this works?
Well, learning circles began in Sweden and they've been used there continually for hundreds of years. In Australia, they've gone up and down. We in the past have developed kits on the Republic. We've developed kits on the environment, all of which have been very broadly accepted by society. They're used in schools in different ways now. So it's just a different form of learning, and it's particularly good for older people.
I mean, because you immediately think, well, I immediately think of, back in ancient times and people sitting in a circle around a fire and passing on stories and information and people through those stories and that passing on of information, teaching people about the ways of the world and how to be in the world.
That's exactly how it works. It's a very dynamic situation. It's not something that's led by one person. The facilitator doesn't act as a teacher, just a guide. It is very, very good way of teaching, particularly
older
people.
For people who haven't been used to this kind of teaching method, is it a little strange for them at first?
Usually the courses run for a few hours over a few weeks. So the first session is very much a get-to-know-you session. A lot of these groups that start out looking at something like an issue like environment might end up meeting for years discussing different issues. That's the way it works in Sweden and it's now working very strongly in America.
So how is it working in the area of preventing falls? For example, what have you learnt through this method of teaching about ways of helping older people avoid falling over?
I think one of the major things you learn through this method is that people themselves intuitively realise when they're doing the wrong thing. Once they get to know each other, once they're confident with each other, they realise what might have made them fall. Then the group provides the answer. For example, that's when they'd go and get the expert, bring in the expert about the best way to help them.
Can you give us some examples that you've noticed through this teaching?
I suppose the major examples are the fact that we put the kit together. What happens is we train facilitators from different volunteer groups, and you've got to remember usually these things are free and the volunteers who are the tutors have been trained but don't receive any payments. What happens then is that the volunteer takes the kit itself. In the first session, they might speak to the person, just what do you know about health prevention? Have you been involved in health prevention before? How did you best learn? The second session, they might look at the risks. How do you fall? That's when if they work out, for example, stepping off a footpath can be a problem, or uneven surfaces on shops, they then know what to look for. So that's probably the best way to answer that
and
question.
And there's something about people sharing their own experiences.
Very much. That's what it's totally based on, sharing your own experiences.
Mm. So how widespread is the learning circle operating in Canberra at the moment in terms of teaching people or learning about preventing falls?
Well, we were given money for 100 people to do this course, and within a few weeks we've used all the kits. Currently we've got no more money to do more kits, but we're hoping that through the health department, who are very, as I said before, aware of this, will in fact fund more.
Okay. Janny, thanks very much for telling us about
it. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Janny McComish, she's Assistant Director with Adult Learning Australia, and they're one of the many groups involved in helping teach people about falls prevention, which is a really big issue at the moment, as we learnt yesterday with the news that there has been a rather worrying increase in the number of elderly people who are falling and requiring hospitalisation for their injuries as a result of that.